Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge Radio Show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and I'm so excited to be with you once again for another episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. My message is very simple. Don't struggle, recommit. Don't struggle, recommit. What do I mean by that? So many times there are different goals that we make, there's different things we want to achieve, and some of us, we get a fast start. We're so excited. We have our momentum going, but then after we start applying what we know, we have strategies. Sometimes we're wise and we seek help and have assistance, and you know, after a certain amount of time, we lose momentum. Often, we'll find ourselves not meeting those goals. We know what to do, but somehow we've lost our momentum, we find ourselves slipping back into old habits and not succeeding or exceeding our goals. So I want to help you. I want to help you on the trajectory of success to just cut all the fluff, cut the deprivation, cut the torture, and get straight back in trajectory to success. And that's by doing one thing, or actually two. Stop struggling and recommit. The truth is, whether this applies to you as far as fitness, business, personal goals, what have you, it's always the same truth. Stop struggling and recommit. The problem is, we always think we need another shiny toy. So I'll give you an example. If you're on a diet, you have a weight loss goal, let's say of 20 pounds. You're on this diet, it's working well. But before long, you start going back to your old habits. You know, some of the foods you've been eliminating, and you know that you feel healthy and you feel great and you're energized. You're seeing the results if you stuck with it enough time. You start missing some other things. Things you said no to when you were focused, all of a sudden you want to taste a little bit. And then you start going back into your old way of thinking and some of your old language. You know, it's not a problem if I take one day off. It's no big deal if I just have one piece of this or a couple bites. You know, everything in moderation. And before you know it, you're right back to your old ways. Any progress or weight that you lost is back on. And the energy, the new you that you were loving and people were clapping for, now you're feeling a little shameful and you go back to that comfy seat of failure. I want you from this day forward to stop struggling and recommit, because here's the truth that exists that sometimes we ignore, which causes us the problems and causes a reoccurring cycle of failure. You have everything. You possess all knowledge, all ability, everything you need to be successful already. Am I saying at different times you don't want to see experts? No, I'm not saying that. A person who's wise knows when they need help, and they know they cannot accomplish it all by themselves. And they know that sometimes it's just a better option to have an expert or have a team that works with you to make sure that you not only meet your goal, but you do it efficiently. There are some things you can do, but when you get someone who's an expert in that area, they can do it better and faster than you, so you can reserve your energy and resources to focus on what you do best. And that's what I want you to focus on from today going forward when it comes to your business. I am a strong believer, and I'm also an example of how success is scheduled, it's designed, it's a lot of intentional habits. It's a lot of intentional moves and strategies. It doesn't happen by happenstance. So if you have that goal and you have plans and you try this strategy and it doesn't work well, or it works well for this period of time or in this area, but over here you're struggling, or over there you're struggling, stop struggling and recommit. Because sometimes the main problem is, just like with those diets and New Year's resolutions, is that you're just no longer committed. It was fun in the beginning when everything was happening rapidly. Or maybe you just had a renewed mind and you were enthusiastic. But when you start putting the work in, when you realize this wasn't going to happen as fast as you thought, when you realize this wasn't going to be such a quick work, but this was going to take time, this was going to take labor. And sometimes maybe you didn't know that in the beginning, but it was nothing like applying it and working towards it that actually was the difference maker. When you start rolling up your sleeves and you got knee deep into it, it just seemed a little overwhelming. You lost momentum. You lost steam. But what if you had a new approach this time? What if you really sat down and had a heart-to-heart with yourself and changed your mindset? What if you approached things instead of, you know, okay, we're finally going to do this. I know I need to do this. I know it's not working. I know this is where I need to go. But God, here we go again. And I'm going to have to say no to this. And it's going to be challenging and difficult. What if you traded that mindset for some positive affirmations? And I don't mean beliefs and things you just keep repeating. Because, you know, we can repeat a great quote. But unless you believe it, unless you really put some feet to it, it doesn't matter. You're just saying words. So what if you transformed your mind and said, you know what? There may be some challenges with this goal. There may be X amount of time that is necessary for me to reach this goal that I have. But the good thing is, I possess everything I need to be successful. I possess everything I need to meet that target. I have the right people. It is the right time. I have the right resources. I am blessed with enough energy and brain power and creativity and all of those other things I need in order to be successful at this. It's just a matter of me committing to getting it done, and it will be successful. What if you made your mind up that way? Think about that. Because a person that goes into even a lifestyle, let's say a healthy eating plan, if they approach that plan with, you know what, this is my goal. I have all the knowledge I need in order to meet this goal. I am making the decision to eat things and consume things that are healthy for my body. I am making the decision to sacrifice this time of leisure to have fitness routines this time of morning or this time of day to prepare healthy foods and not just grab this food because it's convenient. I'm recommitting to fill my body with the healthy, nutritious food that will energize me and give me endurance for the things I have to do. I'm making a commitment to not eat this or that or consume this or that and use this instead because I want to live longer. I want to be healthy. I want to reverse some of the damaging things I'm seeing with my health so I can live longer and be here with my family and loved ones so I can be more successful as an entrepreneur and go the long haul with the travel, with the long hours, or whatever your particular situation is. The person that approaches their healthy lifestyle and regimen that way versus someone that's saying, okay, well, I gotta go and throw all this stuff out of my refrigerator. I can't eat this anymore. I can't eat this anymore. I can't eat this anymore. The person that approaches it that way might have some success in the beginning, but long term, they've already sabotaged their success with their mindset. And before long, they're no longer committed. And the thing is, you can be gifted with all the talents, you can have all the education, you can have all the resources and money in the world. But when you don't commit, you will never achieve the level of success that you potentially could, that you're fully capable of because you're not committed. Things never work when we're not committed to them. Even if we seem to reap in the beginning, at some point, that level of success is going to diminish. And bit by bit by bit, it slips away from us. So I want you to approach things from this day forward and be intentional. Have a journal. Have a diary. Go look at different areas in your life. Make goals of what you want to achieve. Because you know, what isn't measured What isn't documented does not happen. It's not achieved. If it's just in your head, it's not going to work. It can start there, but you've got to make some intentional steps to actually do something. Strategy, measurable, you know, SMART goals. We talk about that. Specific, okay? You're going to have to do something more than just think of a thing. But look at different areas in your life where there's different goals you had. Maybe you do have that goal of losing 25 pounds. Go back to that. But don't go back to that with the same stinking thinking of what you can't do or you've tried everything and, you know, it was so hard. Just go ahead and get rid of that. If there's something you want to get rid of that. Go in with the confidence of knowing, you know what, I may have failed at this or failed at this or tried this or tried that, but all of that was my educational experience because now I know it really doesn't work. And I can go back to all of those experiences and pinpoint some things that worked well. And I can also examine those things and ask myself, why did they stop working? I guarantee you every single one of them, or the majority of them, they stopped working because you stopped working. So in your business, in your personal life, and you know, I give you both because although this is a show on entrepreneurship, it's your holistic life, your holistic health that drives everything else you do. So we can't just focus on the strategy of your business and the team that's working with you. That's great. But if you have poor health and you're eating things that clog up your mind where you can't think, or you're in pain 24/7, that makes it more difficult for you to have the endurance and strength to do your job, then your business does suffer. If you have turmoil and drama in all of your relationships, if your environments are all full of chaos and confusion, those are not the best environments that are conducive to success. If anything, those are the environments that weigh down your thinking process, your spirit, your joy, your happiness, that creates the type of productivity and the million-dollar ideas for you to be successful in your business. So we have to really look at all of your life, not just the business. But that is my challenge to you. And of course, if you join us on our social media posts, you can go to the entrepreneurslounge.info or you can go to thejoyguru.net and click on the Entrepreneurs Lounge page there. We always invite you to reach out to us and reach out on social media. Let us know how these tips and tricks and advice from our experts and myself are actually helping you. You know, we are pleased at this point, the major podcast channel that we are on, now we're available on all channels, but the major one that we load and is distributed to, we have over 98% of our viewers from Germany. And I'm actually in the US and this is a US-based show. But when I tell you we are globally everywhere, it's just amazing to think of who's listening in, where they're listening in from, and what things are they gleaming. There are also opportunities when you visit the entrepreneurslounge.info where we give you to connect. And if you stay tuned, we will continue to broaden the ways that you can connect. Of course, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru. A little bit about myself. If you're a new listener or you haven't followed me that long, I am an award-winning entrepreneur. I am a publisher, a book publisher, international editor, as well as a transformational speaker. So I literally work with people all around the globe, have some exciting magazine projects I'm working on. I'm also the managing editor of a global magazine called Communique Magazine. We are in print as well as digital. So those are just a few examples to give you where I have a lot of opportunities that will be able to maximize and expose your brand, your products, your services, your message, your voice, all around the world. So make sure you visit me at thejoyguru.net and click on the Entrepreneurs Lounge page. We are on Facebook. We have a private group. We have a Facebook page. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on all the major podcast streaming channels. So there's a lot of opportunities for us to share your message, expose your brand, or you may be a person that wants to write a book and need some advice on that. So I want to connect with you outside of just this podcast. But if you're listening, we definitely want you to join our mailing, our email list. We definitely want you to share with us how these tips and tricks are helping you. Or there may be an area that you'd like us to talk about. There might be an expert that, you know, or experts you really want to hear from for an area that you're suffering with in your business or your personal life. And we welcome that as well. But as I always say, I wish you joy. And make sure that you continue to tune in and share this show with your friends and family. So until the next time, bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.